Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
Keep the
Last week we talked about the baptism of Jesus Christ. John lived in the desert for many years. He wore clothes made of camel's hair, and he ate honey and locusts. People came from the cities to hear him teach. He was known as John the Baptist. John the Baptist taught the people about Jesus Christ. He told them to repent of their sins and be baptized. John baptized those who repented of their sins. The people asked John the Baptist how to live better lives. He told them to share with the poor, tell the truth, and be fair to others. He said that Jesus Christ would soon come. Jesus would give them the gift of the Holy Ghost. One day when John the Baptist was baptizing people in the Jordan River, Jesus Christ came to him. He asked him to baptize him. John knew that Jesus had always obeyed God's commandments and did not need to repent. John thought that Jesus did not need to be baptized. But God had commanded all people to be baptized, so Jesus told John to baptize him. Jesus set an example for us by obeying God's commandment to be baptized. When Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Ghost came to him. God spoke from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John the Baptist also testified that Jesus was the Son of God.
Jesus entered Jordan's waters when his work had just begun. God the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." Scriptures daily, words of Christ, the Holy One.
Imagine for a moment, children, that you are at school. It's recess, and you are playing outside with your friends. You are having a great time when suddenly you notice that there is a group of kids gathered around a small boy. The boy's hair is messy, and his clothes look kind of old and too small. You see that he is crying. You wonder why, when you realize that everyone is laughing at and making fun of him. What would you do?
I would say stop to the group and take the little boy over to a quiet place and say, "Everything's all right. I won't laugh and make fun of you."
I would say stop to the group that's laughing at him and say he's fine.
In the very first lesson, we learned about the devil. What do you think he would want you to do?
Just walk away or join the group and make fun of him.
What would Heavenly Father want you to do?
Go and talk to the little boy.
Help him and stop laughing at him.
Maybe some of you have seen this exact thing happen. Maybe you can think of other times when you have faced a hard choice. Every day we face choices. Heavenly Father wants us to act in a certain way, and the devil wants us to act in the opposite. When the devil tries to get us to make a certain choice, it is called temptation. It is not wrong to be tempted, but it is wrong when we give in to temptation and make a bad choice. Even Jesus was tempted by the devil during his life. As we learn about one time that Jesus was tempted, think of the temptations that you face in your life. Children at home, please open your New Testament stories books to chapter 11, Jesus is Tempted, on page 30, and follow along as we read together.
Jesus went into the wilderness to be with God. The Savior talked with Heavenly Father. He did not eat anything for 40 days because he was fasting.
The devil came and tempted Jesus to prove that he was the Son of God. First, he told Jesus to change some rocks into bread.
Jesus was hungry, but he knew that he should use his power to help other people. He did not do what the devil said.
Next, the Holy Ghost took Jesus to a high place on the temple. The devil tempted Jesus a second time, telling him to jump off the temple wall.
The devil said that if Jesus was the Son of God, the angels would not let him be hurt. Jesus did not jump. He knew it would be wrong to use his sacred powers in this way.
Then the Holy Ghost took Jesus to the top of a mountain. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms and treasures of the world. The devil told Jesus that he could have all these things if he would obey him.
Jesus said he would only obey Heavenly Father. He told the devil to go away. The devil left. Angels came and blessed Jesus. Jesus was ready to begin his work.
What does it mean to be tempted?
It means that somebody makes you do something bad.
A temptation is when someone tells you to do something bad and you feel like doing it.
Why does Satan want us to sin?
He wants us to be miserable and we might end up regretting sinning.
Oh, absolutely. Satan wants us to feel unhappy. Why do you think we feel unhappy when we sin?
Because it's not something that Jesus wants us to do.
How does Heavenly Father help us to be happy?
He gives us blessings.
He gives us a family.
Jesus had been fasting for 40 days and was very hungry. What did the devil tempt him to do?
He told him to turn rocks to bread.
Jump off the temple wall. Satan tempted Jesus with all the treasures of the world.
Why do you think Jesus didn't do what the devil wanted him to do?
He only wanted to use his power to help people.
Jesus found the strength to overcome the devil's temptations. What can we do to overcome temptations in our lives?
Think about what Jesus would do.
We can walk away.
Jesus told the devil that he would only obey Heavenly Father. How can we show Heavenly Father just how important he is to us?
We can obey him.
Always pray and read the scriptures first.
Follow in his footsteps.
Satan tried to tempt Jesus with the treasures of the world. When we show more attention to other things than we do to Heavenly Father, It's like we are worshiping them instead of Him. What are some things that could get in the way of our relationship with Heavenly Father?
Playing with too many toys.
Watching too much TV.
Sorrow.
Video games.
When Jesus told the devil to go away, Heavenly Father sent angels to bless him. How will Heavenly Father bless us when we overcome temptation?
It kind of helps us to not make the wrong decision again, kind of to learn from our mistakes.
We will feel the Spirit.
He will bless us with spiritual strength.
We will feel happy.
I'm trying to be like Jesus.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the temptations faced by our Savior in the wilderness. Shortly following these trials, at a wedding, Jesus performed the first miracle of his ministry. Turn to chapter 12, The Wedding in Cana, on page 32.
Jesus Christ and his disciples attended a wedding feast in Cana. Mary, Jesus' mother, was there. She told Jesus that there was no more wine for the guests.
Jesus respected and loved his mother. He asked her what she wanted him to do.
Mary told the servants at the wedding to do whatever Jesus told them to do.
Jesus told the servants to fill 6 large stone jars with water. Each jar held between 18 and 27 gallons. He then turned water into wine.
He told the servants to take the wine from the jars and serve it to the ruler of the feast.
The ruler of the feast was surprised when he drank the wine. The best wine was usually served at the beginning of the feast, but this time the best wine was served last.
This is the first recorded miracle that Jesus performed during his life on earth. He did it to help his mother. It also helped strengthen the faith of his disciples.
Before Jesus performed this miracle, what did he do when he was told that there was no more wine for the wedding guests?
He asked his mother what she should do.
Jesus showed love and respect to his mother. Why is it important for us to do the same?
Because one of the commandments is to honor our mother and father
because we love them.
What are some of the things that your mother has done for you throughout your life?
Taught us about Jesus.
How to do my artwork.
How to make good friends.
How to do my homework.
She makes dinner for me.
How can you show her that you care about her?
You can obey her.
Make her bed without being asked. Hug and kiss her.
Even though he was grown, Jesus still listened to his mother. What did he do to help his mother?
Turned water into wine.
What power did Jesus use to turn the water into wine?
The priesthood?
Yes. The scriptures teach us that this was Jesus' first miracle. What is a miracle?
Something that's amazing. Something that happens that doesn't happen often.
Does Heavenly Father want us to gain our testimonies just by seeing miracles?
No, he doesn't.
So how can miracles help us grow closer to Heavenly Father?
They reminded us of His love for us.
They can help you realize what Heavenly Father has done for everyone in the world.
In the previous story that we read, Satan tried to get Jesus to perform a miracle to help himself, but Jesus would not do it. Why did Jesus perform this miracle?
It was kind of helping somebody's testimony strengthen so that more people would believe in Jesus.
Because it was the righteous thing to do.
What does this teach us about the purpose of the priesthood?
To serve others.
That's exactly right.
When my mother calls me, quickly I'll obey. I want to do just what is best each and every day. When my father calls me, quickly I'll obey. I want to do just what is best each and every day. Heavenly Father loves me.
Children, I know that if we always try to do our best, we will be able to recognize the temptations of Satan. And if we always try to show our love for others, just like Jesus did, we will be able to overcome them. Children at home, throughout this next week, take a few minutes and make a list of some temptations that you face in your life. In one column, list the temptation. In the other, write down something that you can do to overcome it. For example, if you are sometimes tempted to fight with your brother or sister, you can write that down as a temptation. Then you could come up with some ways that you can show more love to them. Once you complete your list, show it to your mom or dad and ask for their help in overcoming the temptations listed. Next week, we'll talk about how it went. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 9, The Boy Jesus.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!